As a business leader, every day brings countless decisions. Some big, some small, some easy, and some you need to sleep on. Work with a banker who gets you, gets your business, and can help you make the right decisions to meet your goals. So you're not just navigating between choices, you're planning your success. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.
The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
Girl, it's like Santa Claus. You are making a list and checking it twice with this whole Puff Daddy situation.
Oh my gosh. I do not believe, you know, just the number of people. And you know, I'm just, where are all the friends at? Where everybody at? More money, more problems. Where everybody at? Because I don't see anybody really coming to the defense of
nobody.
Puff Daddy.
Nobody's saying
Mary J. Blige.
Hey, Mary J. ain't singing. Ain't even singing. She got girl. Okay, first of all, Tina. Did you know that he was a fucking gangster? This nigga is a whole school straight up gangster ass nigga. I thought this nigga was a simp. He walking around dancing and shit on stage and wrapping himself in clothes that look like fucking aluminum foil. He's shiny and shit.
He in Macy's. Look, he over here got a whole brand in Macy's. People have to get rid of him. He didn't know Revolt TV. He is, you know, and it's, you know what? It's almost like he think he was his own god. He think he was some type of god is what I, and you know what? Now it goes back. The whole incident with why Big Papa then got killed, you know, Biggie Smalls.
And then Tupac.
And you know what?
Tupac, I'm going already back. Said that nigga shot him. Tupac said it was him and his book. We thought Tupac was crazy. We like, Puff Daddy would never do that.
Puff Daddy ain't even that gangster like that. He's
dancing around in shiny suits. He got kids. He's you know, doing the branding thing. He got the liquor line. He got all this. He would never do that. Sex trafficking and people's is dead. Albie Shore said he killed Porter and then tried to kill him. And then Kamora Release spoke out and then her fucking house caught on fire.
And let's go back. Andre Harrell, why is he dead?
Girl, then he done blew the boy's car up to try to that kid cut it and tried to date. Girl, I did not know this nigga was a thug. I didn't know this nigga. Girl, when I tell you he hears that shit well, he hears that shit well.
And you know what? I think they knew. I think Jennifer Lopez knew. That's why she got up out of there. I think Mace knew. That's why he got up out of there.
Mary J. Blige
ain't saying a word. Faith is like, let me just go on with my life over here.
Over here, away from over there.
Because it is something, they got minors on your lap and videoing inside.
Girl, I thought about, can we back up to Justin Bieber? Justin Bieber was this cute little kid who was just as sweet as he could be. And he spent 48 hours with Puff Daddy. And that child ain't been the same since.
You see that?
Orlando Brown, crazy as hell.
I think.
I was like, what in the hell? Can I say it out loud? I'm gonna be ashamed. I'm gonna say it out loud. If Puff Daddy said, I want to mentor your 17, before all this stuff happened, if he said, I want to mentor your 17-year-old son, I saw his book on CNN or wherever, and Andrew seems like a really awesome dude. When y'all come to New York, I want to have dinner with Andrew. Would that be okay? Before all this shit happened, I would have let my child go. I'm gonna just be honest. I'm gonna just be honest. I would have been like, "You go, my baby over there hanging with Puff Daddy gonna be his mentor." I'd have pushed his ass right on out the door. And when he came back broken and booty hole all toe up, I'd have been like, "What is wrong with you? Why are you acting like that? You ought to be girl." Poe Justin Bieber is walking around bewildered. That girl, and I think about Poe Lil Nas X. Poe Lil Nas X. Let me tell you something. I didn't even know
Nas X was affiliated.
Girl, I know Lil Nas X. I spent time with this child. This child was fine. It wasn't nothing wrong with this child. This little boy used to call me mama. Because, you know, the kids had his cell phone number. They used to call him on the iPad and shit all the time. I'm cooking. And all of a sudden, they talking to Lil Nas X about how the fuck they went to school. That's how this child, we talked to this child. And, girl, he was like,
And one day he's just different.
Spend a weekend with them people. And when that boy came back, he was not the same. I blocked him off of the kids' phones. I deleted his number off of my phone because he was worshiping the devil. And this is right around the time when Daniel's book came out, when he was playing with the devil and all kind of shit like that. These people go over there and they come back totally whole different.
And what about Usher? Usher ain't really said nothing.
Nothing. He might be the only one that made it out alive, but
that's because his mama was there. His mama was, you know, though he was under, you know, 14 years old, you know, out there and about, you know, getting his career started. His mom was involved, but you know, they are doing stuff to people. I mean, how you leave Cassie hostage? This woman has underground tunnels all over both of his houses. Who needs underground tunnels under your house? He is worse than R. Kelly. He is worse than Bill Cosby. He is worse than Weinstein. He got some stuff because you know what? He was hiding in plain sight.
They said the devil comes in sheep's clothing, girl. And that is exactly what we've been looking at, girl. This nigga is the devil. And he had them shiny suits on. And we sitting up here dancing and buying the liquor and going to Macy's and buying the albums and shit and going to the concerts.
Yes.
Girl, who knew? Who knew? Who knew this nigga was the devil?
Let's count the people that's dead today. Heavy D was a part of Big Boy's Heavy D is gone. Andre Harrell is gone. I'm even finna throw in Michael Williams. You know, they gone. Not to mention Kim Porter is gone. You tried to kill Al B. Sure, and he's pretty convinced that you did try to kill Al B. Sure. Now, I don't even think John Singleton, did he have something to do with it? What, John
Singleton? You're trying to add to the body count. John Singleton on a whole nother coast. He had shit to do with John Singleton. You're trying to add to the body count.
Who knows? He may have wanted that production company. He liked the mob. Who knows where John Singleton or whoever was standing in the way of him getting where he needs to. There are so many people that, I mean, even Ice Cube had to say, you know what? I ain't got nothing to say, but that brother, I had to get away from that brother. This is Ice Cube. Ice Cube said, yeah, can't deal with that dude. I'm going to get away.
Okay, so help me understand this. Who was doing the dirty work? Who was carrying out the orders? Because he's sitting somewhere and he's saying, do this, 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 and this. But that nigga ain't doing it because he over here at T.D. Jakes Potter's house sitting on the fucking front row of the worship service making deals with T.D. Jakes to put his sermons on revolt. So why he's sitting up in the church house on the front fucking row?
Yes.
I got a problem with that. I've sent my last dime to the Potter's house. I've sent my last dime to the Potter's house.
I spent my last dollar
because you ought to have a better spirit of discernment than that. You ought to be able to know if the devil is walking in the door, something ain't right. Something is up.
And now we got to go back. Right.
And we can't do no business together because
we got to go back to Cat. We got to go back to Cat Williams. Remember he was talking about couches and places that people have been going and stuff that was going on. If you ain't left at a certain time, I watched, you know, they got another R&B Money with the Tank. Valentine, they get on there and they talk about all the stuff that has been going on. And it's like at a certain time, they didn't have gospel artists. They didn't have all kind of people at a certain house. They didn't name what the house was, but you better be gone at a certain time because things pop off that you don't even want to have your spirit a part of.
Break. Bye, girl.
Bye.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits, so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
You've heard that there are updated vaccines that can protect you against COVID-19, and maybe you have wondered why your healthcare provider is recommending that you get it. Well, the new vaccine has been updated to protect you against the more recent strands of the virus. The vaccine's protection can decrease over time, so the updated vaccine can increase your protection from the previous shot you got or from a previous case of COVID-19. Not only that, but vaccines protect you against the worst outcomes of COVID-19. Making sure you have the latest vaccine will continue to cut your risk of getting sick, going to the hospital, or even dying if you get COVID-19. It may also lower your risk of having the lingering health problems associated with long COVID. If you're ready to get the vaccine or get the latest vaccine, talk to your trusted healthcare provider. They can explain the benefits of getting your shot.
People say we're made up. Tall tales. Myths. Think what you want about us, but we can all be certain of this. Recycling is real, and it works. But what happens to your recycling once it leaves your home? Recycled glass is sorted in St. Paul. Then the clear glass is made into bottles for drinks, pickles, salad dressing, and more in Shakopee. At other facilities, plastic bottles get made into new plastic bottles. Recycling exists. Learn the real story behind recycling.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2- and 4-year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
If you live in an older home, it may contain lead-based paint on walls, woodwork, and windows. Even more bad news, lead exposure can be dangerous to young children and impact their brain development. And now, the good news. Hennepin County will fix lead hazards in your home at no cost to you.
We were worried because of the paint in the windows in the bedroom. They were peeling and chipping, and we know that when paint peels and chips and it looks a certain way, that's possibly lead. We were worried for our children more so than anything.
Eligible homes can qualify for up to $15,000 in upgrades. You may even qualify for new energy-efficient windows. Don't worry, Hennepin County has a trusted list of pre-approved contractors. You won't even have to find companies with correct licenses or certifications.
I've just done a test and it's positive. So we know that this is lead-based paint, and then we know it's a hazard because it's creating dust every time this window moves and opens. And if you look in here, that's just full of lead paint chips.
You won't have to stay with your cousin while you're getting the lead out. Hennepin County even pays for you and your family to stay in a hotel while the work is underway. The last good news is how easy it is to apply. Just go to hennepin.us/lead control to get started.
I'm really happy with the program. We can go to bed knowing that our children are safe.
That's hennepin.us/lead control. Tell your friends about it.
Are you getting older and feeling concerned about staying safely in your own home? Or maybe it's your folks you're worried about. I get it. It's not easy getting older, especially when the house is starting to show its age too. There is help available.
Individuals want to maintain and stay in their own homes for as long as they can. In Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we provide the opportunity, we provide the programs for them to do that.
Rebuilding Together Minnesota has been helping eligible older Minnesotans and those with disabilities stay safe and healthy for more than 20 years.
Our central AC unit was non-functional. We had plugged a portable unit in to the living room. What ended up happening was our electrical outlet melted, and it was getting to be 90 degrees in here. Meyer was told about Rebuilding Together Minnesota by his daughter.
She said, "Well, Daddy, you need to sign up." I said, "Do I qualify?" She said, "Well, you're a disabled veteran, you qualify."
So we provided a new air conditioning unit for the homeowner and also new electrical service, all through this veterans program that we have.
Thanks to Tom and Rebuilding Together Minnesota, we're able to maybe go out and get a hamburger every now and then.
To find out if you qualify, go to rtmn.org. That's RTMN for Rebuilding Together Minnesota. Or if it's easier, call 651-776-4273 and tell your friends. Trust me, this is news they can use.